This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm back, pushing buttons, as ever. FUBAR Radio, welcome back. I'm Harriet Rose. It's a new year. It's not a new me. I'm exactly the same person, just slightly fatter and slightly happier than I was. I was pretty happy when I left, but I have spent the last 2 weeks purely eating and drinking and having merriment, which is what I'm told to do. So that's what I've been doing. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas and New Year. I didn't do anything really. I just chilled the fuck out. And now we're back, and it's back with a bang because the music industry has gone off like a bomb and everything is happening all at once. It's all very exciting. I'm going to kick off today's show with the new Rudimental song. Now, this is really interesting. Rudimental have dropped a track with Maverick Saber, who we love, and Yebba. I talked to you a bit about Yebba last year. She is an artist that is about to take the music industry by storm. She did a video for, I think it was like So Far Sounds, that's who it was, yeah, where she sang a song called My Mind, and it makes everybody cry. If you don't cry when you listen to Yebba singing My Mind, you are dead inside, and that's, you know, maybe you're a psychopath, I don't know. There might be part of the psychopath test that says that you have to listen to Yebba, My Mind, and if you don't cry, then you're a psychopath. I don't know. I'm not, you know, a scientist. I'm just making wild accusations. Now, that she then dropped, that was in 2016. She then dropped Evergreen, which was her single, which came out last year, and everybody just lost their mind about this girl. Everyone's really excited, and she's like not done any interviews. She's kind of gone away after this big excitement that surrounded her and made some music, and this is one of the first songs that she's dropped. So I know it's only a feature, but I was really interested in it because obviously Rudimental have been a little bit quiet in comparison to being, you know, they're usually constantly releasing, constantly getting stuff out. So this is a really exciting collaboration. I think it's called They Don't Care About Us. If you don't know much about Yebba, her real name's Abby Smith. She's from New York. As it says, I'm looking at an article right here. My Mind is one of the greatest songs you'll ever hear. Everybody just went nuts because this song was so... It was kind of like when Adele first released, and everyone... It was just a person with an incredible voice and also an amazing ability to tell stories. And it's a story about... My Mind is about heartbreak. I don't know whether it's romantic heartbreak or just heartbreak in general, but her voice... And she's just really real. There's no sort of, I don't know, it's just her singing, and her singing voice is sort of godly. It's in the Amy Winehouse, Adele range of voices where it's like, that's just her God-given talent and there's nothing you can do about it, okay? The Clark sisters are apparently her biggest influence. I think we're going to find out a lot more about this girl this year. I think she's going to start just dropping tracks. I've been following her on social media. She doesn't really social media that much either, but I think it's just a really exciting year this year because a lot of people like her who've been hiding making music are going to be dropping stuff. So let's kick off the show with that. They Don't Care About Us featuring Maverick Saber and Yebba. Keep in touch with Yebba, and this is Rudimental.
Yeah.
touch of flute happening at the end there. Lots of blowing into instruments at the end of that song. Enjoyable, very enjoyable. So that dropped at the end of last year, very close to New Year. And it's from their album that's coming out this year, Toast to Our Differences. So we have had a little bit of a break from Rudimental because they've obviously been in the studio working on their new album. It's coming out January 25th. What a way to open up that. Oh, still haven't learned to turn my phone on silent, have I? How long have I been here? How long? 2 years. Wow. Wow. Yeah, so Rudimental are back. That is They Don't Care About Us featuring Yeba and Maverick Sabre. Big fan of Maverick Sabre. Always have been. Interviewed him a few years ago. Very thoroughly nice chap. So glad to hear him on this track too. I'm looking forward to hearing the new album. We've only got a couple of weeks to wait. I think there's going to be a lot of music dropping end of Jan. Because I think when you drop, basically it's difficult on a new music show. Some of the songs we're playing today are end of 2018 because who is even awake yet? I'm not being funny. It's the 10th of Jan. I do understand it's almost 2 weeks into January. But I am still not really awake or existing in the world at the moment. I feel very tired. But I'm gassed and ready to take on the year. But I still want to be able to sleep till 11 a.m. like I have been doing for 2 weeks. So bear with me if I fall asleep halfway through. I won't, because today's show is so exciting. What I love about FUBAR Radio is that we've come into 2019. It's the 10th of January. As I say, no one's even awake yet. And we've still got the most incredible array of artists coming in today. Dandelion's going to be in a second. Miller Blue is back. And Naomi Banks. Plus, the boys from The Manor, you know, our best friends The Manor. I did a little DJ set for them before Christmas because they had their biggest headline show today at the Roundhouse, which went really, really well. Sadly, because they're working on something very special that I'm not going to tell you, they can't come in. They were going to come in later today, but they can't make it into the studio, but they're going to give us a ring because they've got some cool stuff going on in the next few weeks. Most namely, going on tour with The Streets, which that's why they can't come in today, because they've had to cancel to do something very important before they go away. But they're going to be back in, and they've promised me they're going to do us a very exclusive freestyle when they come back after the tour. So if you haven't got tickets yet for The Streets tour, go, because The Manor alone are enough of a pull to get down there. Plus, you've got The Streets as well. Mike Skinner's a huge fan of the band anyway, but we're going to be chatting to them a little bit later. Now, Post Malone, I'm going to play a bit of Post Malone late in a second. Obviously, my best friend, know him really well, very close friends. He's dropped a track called Wow just before Christmas. It's such a good tune. I don't know where this guy can go wrong. He's just, I mean, the only thing that I begrudge him a little bit is cutting his hair, because I did really like his braids. But I can move on from that because he's still gorge. This is Wow. I like it. It's a good song. That's why we're playing it.
Said she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping, Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a shit Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the. When I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, press just got touched down, eh? 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
South London's just a hotbed of talent, man. The biggest stars seem to come from South London.
I'm not going
to
argue.
I'm slightly annoyed, considering I grew up
taking the words out.
You know, all of the ends have got something particular about them, though, yeah. Because as much as we say that, look, where's Kano and Kalashnikov from? Because we've got to tip our hats where hats need to be tipped.
Yeah.
I think London's, it's a breeding ground for creativity.
Every Wednesday,
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, shut up. FUBAR Radio. Dandelion, my first guest of 2019.
Hello.
Dandelion is my favourite name of 2019 also.
Wow.
Dandelion. So your name is Dan.
I'm Dan, yeah.
Your real name, your government name.
Yeah, I mean, you can call me whatever you want, but...
John is going to be my chosen.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Great.
But I really like Dandelion.
Thank you.
I like flowers, for one.
I mean, they're the best.
They're the best.
What could be better?
It's funny, right, flowers, because they smell nice for no reason. They look great. Where do they come from?
I mean, they're just one of the sort of the beauties of the world, right?
In it?
It doesn't get much better than a flower. And actually putting a flower in a room, just the one, can brighten up your whole day.
So. Dude, I have so many flowers in my house.
Really?
Oh, my... Right now, I have 3 bunches of roses just in my living room.
Well, that's impressive.
Really need to push those... I need that... Oxygen. Do they create oxygen?
Have you tried eucalyptus?
No.
That's a favourite.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a nice scent. Mm. Or a flower in the hair can always, you know.
I reckon
bring
you could put flowers
together.
In your hair.
I might try it.
You've got nice hair.
Maybe. Thank you.
Luxurious,
thank you.
One could say.
I was actually thinking of dyeing my hair.
Oh, yeah? What colour?
Well, I don't know. Maybe some sort of green or orange.
Yeah.
Something
I feel
a bit outrageous, but.
Just so you know. I dyed my hair green when I was, probably 3-4, no, longer than that, 5 years ago.
Right.
Worst decision I ever made.
Why was that?
Well, I've got a friend, Kid Akuds, who's been on the show. He's a rapper. He has grain hair and it looks amazing.
Mm.
He looks gorge. Totally legit decision.
It can work, right?
When
can
I
really
did
work.
It, didn't work. Did not work. And the problem with
hell
that
yeah.
is, I'll tell you, Dan... does not fucking come out your hair for a long time.
Oh, right, okay.
And so as a girl, less easy to shave your hair. Less
yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
So you've got a bit of a scope there, because you... I mean, not that
it
I want
work.
You to shave your hair.
Although I did shave my hair at the top of last year, and as I grew it back, it was shocking.
Oh, really?
It gets to that awkward length
oh, midi,
of like...
yeah.
You don't want to leave mm-hmm. the house without a hat.
Yeah.
So it's a similar issue.
Okay, well, that's my only word of caution is when you dye it green, it takes a long time for it to not be green anymore.
Yeah.
But so on the flip side, cheap, because you don't have to keep re-dyeing it, because it does not go away.
I've got to be confident with that colour choice then.
You do, I think.
Probably.
But also, go for it. Dive in. New year, new you.
Yeah.
All that bollocks. Although I hate new year, new you. New year, new me is what it actually is. So let's kick off by asking, what is the thing that you're bringing into the new year that you loved about yourself last year, or loved about what you do, or loved about something about 2018 that you're like, do you know what? New year, same fucking me, because I really like this thing that happened last year.
I think last year I finally realised that I definitely wanted to be putting some of my own music out. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of that this year.
Well, because of course you've only released, now two, as of yesterday.
As of yesterday,
but your
yeah.
your first track, Give What You Take, so Nat sent me over the list of everybody that was coming on today, and I hadn't honestly heard your song.
Mm.
And I listened to it and I was like, I actually texted Nat and I was like, this guy's amazing. Wow. Like, your entire vibe is so up my street.
That's cool.
You've got that energy of 2019, man. No, but like of the new age of music, where it's very thoughtful, but also, this comes probably from you writing and producing before now.
I guess it's like, you know, it's taken me a bit of time to build up the confidence in myself to put out some of my own tunes. So mm-hmm. I've had a lot of time to think about, you know, how it wants to sound and what I want to say and mm-hmm. the inspirations, what I can take from, you know, what I listen to. And it's kind of all come out as it has in the first two tunes and the ones to follow.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a really nerve-wracking
choice
to make.
Totally. Right? I mean, yeah, because I do a lot of writing and production for all sorts of people. But it was a real moment last year where I thought, you know, I definitely want to put something out of my own. Mm.
Were you happy with the feedback? Because people got really excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, a real moment was when I played a song to my dad, and I've never seen him cry before. And he cried for the first time.
So that's like, going to make me cry now.
All right. Well, please don't, because then we'll have to
get some tissues. It's awkward as well to start the show with that.
That's terrible. Start the year. You don't want to
cry. First guest made me cry. What a dick.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's lovely. And also, I know what you mean, because it's like sometimes those moments that you think are going to be the moments that are really big, i.e. like random people telling you they like your music, sometimes it's just that connection of someone who you respect and who you want the approval of.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
You made the cry.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate everything that everyone's saying about it. It's really.
No, but I think it's those little things that hit you, because sometimes it can be a random person and sometimes it is your dad or your brother or whatever.
You got me.
But it is. Let's go in deep a bit. The video.
Sure.
I mean, let's take a moment to talk about how fun it must have been to film. You got to hammer through a wall.
Mm.
Basically, my dream, if I was to be good at singing, would be to make a music video where I could get my tits out and hammer through a wall. And you've done that in there.
That's pretty much, yeah, my exact dream, and we made it work.
Yours were just nipples, but same difference.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Except mine are deleted off Instagram. But you got to hammer through a wall and have a great time semi-dressed. What a day was that? Was it cold, though?
It was surprisingly... It was a cold day.
Oh, it's a shame.
It was a cold day. But it wasn't too cold that I didn't want to dance.
And also, you were warm because you were...
Because I was moving about, yeah. They didn't tell me how much running they wanted me to do, though. So I actually pulled both my calf muscles. So I was walking around London, like, you know.
I couldn't walk,
basically.
Mate, you didn't stretch it out after.
I know. I mean, yeah.
Absolute,
there's a lot going on, Harriet. There was a lot going on that
absolute
day.
Absolute naive moment there, mate.
Yeah.
Stretch out every video.
Next time I get my nipples out and do a load of running.
Yeah, you need to exercise the nipples also. Yeah. Stretch the nipples. Yeah. Make sure that they're warmed up as much as any other part of the body.
Really? Okay.
Of course. You know your body's it's your most important part.
You've
got
to keep that going. Yeah.
You have
mind, body and soul.
It literally, you will be dead if you don't keep it going, so you've got to really focus on that. But it looked like a lot of fun and a great debut. It had the same, and I don't ever like comparing at all, and I hope you don't mind, but what excited me is the same thing that excited me about Slow Tie and about other artists, because obviously he's totally different to you in terms of what the music he's making,
for sure.
But the same excitement came to me of individuality and the kind of not giving a fuck element that came through.
I think, yeah, it's that is a big part of it for me. You know, I've always been quite a conscious person about what people think or what they're going to take.
Most people are, even though they don't admit it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And there's, you know, a bunch of songs that I wrote last year for myself, which kind of helped me understand that that's not so important. And doing a video like that, it showed that, you know, I am an expressive person, but I can be quite introverted at times. That just kind of hits the nail on the head for me, for sure.
And it also showed us all that you can dance.
See, I don't agree. I mean, people have said that, but I was just flinging myself around.
Nah,
I
know you got
how to
moves,
do,
mate.
I'll tell you what, I do know how to do a mean karate kick. That's it,
what?
Though. Well, you know, in the video, there's
no,
a couple
I know,
of,
but like, I didn't know that you were like adept. I just assumed it was like three moments.
I'm not trained at all. It's just.
But is that something on a night out? You're just like, need to impress someone.
It probably was
karate kick to get the vibe.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah.
What was that?
I do the worm when I want to create that vibe.
That's cool. Can you do the worm the opposite way?
No, mate, I also have to lie down on the floor. I can't go from standing, which is basically... So it's like as if you ask someone's grandma to do the worm. That's what it looks like.
You call it the dead worm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That is exactly what I'm going to do. Out. And then people know before I do it that it's a bit lame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I'm down there, the funny thing is when people are drunk, they don't really think about the transition. Like, they only remember you doing the worm.
Yeah.
They don't go like, oh, it was quite weird when you, like, got on your knees and, like, went onto all fours and then lied down and then you did the worm. Like, they don't remember the beginning
say
of it.
Harry did the worm.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, Dan did the high kick.
Yeah.
There we go. Boom.
Sick.
2019. Boom. Treading Water came out yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
It's the follow-up to your first single. Second single. How are you feeling? Are you feeling any more confident? I mean, I know you're confident, but as in the nerves that you felt to begin with when you were first releasing, are they sort of dissipated or are you still feeling that every time you
drop?
Oh, man,
every time. Yeah. It's like, how's this going to go? What are people going to think? But for me, the music that I'm making now is the music that really speaks to me. So, you know.
Who cares what the other people think?
You know. I just got to put it out, keep it moving. So I'm going to be putting out plenty more songs this year.
So yeah, what is the strategy for 2K19?
Well, there's not too much of a set in stone plan. I'm just kind of going to go with it.
You've got lots of songs and you just want to drop them willy-nilly. Keep us guessing.
Just keep it, you know, it might be one tonight, might be one next week.
Love it.
We've definitely got a song coming out next month for sure. And then...
Wow, so you really are going to just show us what you've got.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and continue writing, of course, but I'm putting together a show. So there'll be a show we're announcing this month.
Wonderful. In London?
In the hometown, yeah, in London. So, there's going to be a lot going on, but it's Treading Water at the moment, which is the latest thing I'm excited about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you just got to take it step by step because otherwise you forget. If you just kind of focus on the future all the time, it ruins the present.
That is a New Year's resolution. To stay present, man.
Yeah, stay present.
Be in the moment.
I think I did that last year as my New Year's resolution, and it worked so well.
Did it? Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I ignored myself a few times, but by the end of the year, I felt like I'd really grasped enjoying what I was doing right then and there, and actually just living the happiness that it gave me for a little bit.
Mm. Nice.
And then watching loads of TV afterwards to celebrate.
I'm pleased.
That's basically what I was just describing my Christmas then. Because I had a really busy few months and then I was like...
How was your Christmas? Was it good?
It was lovely, thank you so much. I ate and drank a heck of a lot.
That's what you got to do.
And what about you? Did you chill? It was
nice and quiet this year, actually.
You're from London, right?
I'm actually originally from Reading, RGNs, but I live in East London.
Do your family still live in Reading?
They do, yeah.
Sick. So when you play Reading Festival, go and stay with your mum and dad.
Stay with Mumsy. Yeah.
Boom.
Bath.
Done.
There's a bath. They've got a bath.
Oh,
you can go for a bath after all that mud.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Also, actually, every time we go, we need somewhere to stay. So we'll hit you up.
You're all welcome.
Nat love Reading. We're proper rockers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Reading's great. I mean, it's got its thing. It's got its charm.
We love it. We don't leave the VIP area, but...
Of course not.
No, darling. Yeah, yeah. No, but it's the only festival, actually, that I go to that you end up just staying inside the drink bit. Just stay close to the drinks. Listen.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I'm just trying to live my life, you know.
Well, there's music everywhere.
The artists come through and you can, like, because we do a lot of interviews there. So we end up, last year, we weren't able to move because we had so many. So hopefully...
The drinks have been brought to you.
Well, no, that never happens.
Okay.
But I make time for the drinks. Don't you worry about that. But maybe we'll be seeing you there.
When you all come and stay at my mum's house, we'll get the drinks on the go and make sure that you don't
have
to
move
a muscle.
I'll make your dad cry. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Be awesome. When you transition between artists and behind the scenes writing and producing, did you know the moment? Was there a moment? Because I know you said you wrote some songs and that made you realise that you kind of wanted to try it.
Mm.
But was there a moment that you wanted to let go of the other stuff, or do you want to still straddle them both?
Not at all. I mean, I'm a believer in, you know, if there's something that isn't quite sitting right at a moment in time, but I know there's something in it, it will find its home eventually. So, you know, I write songs on my own. I write songs with loads of other people. Depending on where the best home for that is, that can wait. But yeah.
And is there anyone you're looking at that you'd either like to collab with or write for, write with, that's working at the moment in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, loads.
Yeah. But I mean, like, this is not like the definitive list. It's more like the first person that comes into your head that you're like, oh, I'd quite like to work with them.
First person, currently I'm listening to a lot of Steve Lacy. I think he's great from the internet. I mean, his guitar work is great. I mean, I think that could be quite fun.
The internet are just like...
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
I think a seminal band, because they're so... I think if you can be in a band where you can be all be solo artists and all be together and
it's
all...
It's mad.
And it be like the synchronicity's crazy and everyone's just like, oh, you're doing really well and you're doing really well, but we're also doing really well together.
Yeah. It's the truth that, like, my Instagram right now is just filled up with surfers just like... tearing it out on a wave, right?
Oh, yeah.
But all of the internet just on that same thing, and then they can go off and do their own thing. And I just love that about collaboration in general, and especially bands like that that can, you know, have their own thing going on, but then just come in and ride that wave home.
But I think it's you, in a way, it's starting last year and the year before, it started to become evident that you now have to be a competent musician. Well, not have to be. Most of the artists that are making music right now are writers, and they write their own stuff, or they write with other people, or they produce, or they do something else before they start an artist project. Like, not most of like the, for example, the BBC Soundlist and the Brits Critics' Choice nominations are all people that were musicians before, or like they were, you know, in music.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
And I feel like I just haven't woken up yet, mate, you know?
Really?
No, I'm still asleep from New Year.
That's all right. Shall I take over?
Yeah, you carry
right.
on.
We're here on FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about dyeing hair and drinking coffee from Marcel's cup. We're enjoying it.
Marcel loves it.
We're enjoying it.
But basically what I'm trying to say is that you can't just come into the music industry and sing now. You have to have the full package. And I think that's making bands like
the
internet.
Helps, for sure.
Bands like the internet, it makes it easy. It's like Brockhampton. It's like they were all just really sick musicians that were like, why don't we do this all at the same time?
Yeah, for sure.
And so when are we going to get you in a boy band is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, no time soon, tell you that. Yeah. I'm going to try it out on my own for a bit.
Yeah, we'll let you do for a bit. But if you want, I could like Simon Cowell this situation and create some kind of boy zone flex, boy zone 2. Yeah, well, the offer's there.
Okay. I remember that.
I'm a really good momager, so just hit me up.
Nice.
What's up for the next few weeks? So you're going to be performing live sometime this year, hopefully the first half of the year, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's within the next few months for sure.
You can't tell us anything about it?
Well, I mean, I could, but I prefer to. I mean, I got my nipples out in the first video. I've shown a lot already.
Yeah, you went 0 to 100.
I've got to keep a bit to the imagination.
Will there be nipples? Are you doing a video for Treading Water?
Not for this one, but definitely for the song coming out.
And the song coming out is coming out end of Feb, roughly.
Roughly, it will be roughly in February, yeah.
And everyone can find you at Dan D and then Lion. Just the letter D. Dan D Lion.
Dan D Lion.
Is it your favourite flower? Flavourite flower.
I don't know about flavourite, but it probably might be my favourite flower, yeah.
Do you buy dandelions for your ladies in your life?
I should probably do so more.
Yeah, just to know.
You can never buy enough flowers, really.
Just saying. Would have appreciated flowers myself today.
Sorry. A note for next time.
When
I come in with my boy band members, we'll all bring you some flowers.
Yeah, see, boy bands always bring me flowers.
Do they?
No, never. thank you so much for coming through. It's been
lovely
to chat.
Cheers.
I'm excited for what 2019 is going to bring for you, bring for us as well through you.
Yeah.
Because I think what you're creating is really, really fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing where you go with it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And lots more music to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Do you think an EP or is it going to just be singles?
I tell you what, there will be some form of EP.
Oh, I'm just trying to get as much information out of you as possible, aren't I? Right, well, without further ado, do you want to introduce Treading Water for me?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on FUBAR Radio.
Woo, FUBAR Radio.
This is Treading Water.
Seem to break these chains, the force with the fire. keep along just to move on. Hey. But then there's you, and it seems so far away. All these tricks my mind can play, I don't feel safe. In the search for truth, and my anxious thoughts won't rest. Feel my heartbeat up my chest, it makes no sense.
Up, this is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Pretend I'm on my
Fubar Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
I am joined by some incredible drag queens from Denim.
We love the idea of queer Trojan horse. How can you smuggle politics to people who are not willing to receive them? And then they're receiving them and enjoying it. And they go, oh, I do have a part in this. We can bring over audiences through a pop aesthetic. Then once the audience are in the room and we've given them the covers that they were expecting, pull the rug from under their feet and get them to sing along to a song about fisting until they didn't realise it was about fisting.
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio. We're back. Happy New Year, everybody. Miller Blue's back.
Woo.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Although I did discover in my chat with Dandelion that I am struggling to speak.
Do you know what you need? What? I have a gift.
Oh my God, what? A lemon?
Lemon.
What do I do with it?
Put it in tea.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were going to just be like, put it in your mouth and you can speak better.
Don't do that, no. My good friend and flatmate, he's fasting at the moment. He came back the other day, I swear, like Santa Claus, with just this sack of lemons. And there's just too many everywhere.
He's fasting?
Yeah, I'm trying to low-key just dash these lemons out where I can because there's too many at home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is such a beautiful gift. Because with lemons comes health.
Yes.
Comes nice colour.
It's true.
Also, a very healthy-looking lemon. It squeezes
nice.
It looks
good, doesn't it? It's got a good texture.
And it's cold.
See, that's why I don't want it. I'm too cold.
Right, I'll take it off your hands.
Tea.
That's a really nice New Year's gift.
You're welcome.
I would have preferred a PlayStation, but you get what you're giving,
well,
you know?
Well, actually.
Now you say it.
Yeah.
So you've released a brand new song. That's why you're here.
Yes, I have.
It's called Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously made a big impact on you if you're writing a song dedicated
to me. After our first interview, I couldn't write songs until I got it out.
You know,
the experience of the whole thing. It was very overwhelming. So, that was the fundamental thing around it.
It's sweet, but it's a bit weird, dude. Like,
I'm sorry, man. I am in love with you.
Yeah, but it's like, fucking dial it back.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Right, okay, I'll try.
If I had this with every guest, you know, I'd have... there'd be Harriet Rose songs left, right and centre.
All publicity, you know?
It's good publicity.
Mm.
Brilliant song, though. Back again with a lovely song. Tell me a little bit about it. What's behind it? Other than, obviously, me.
Yes,
which
course.
Is the main, you know, moment. But where did it come from?
I wrote it at a time where I was struggling a lot with my mental health. I was living in Leeds. I got into this cycle of... I think it was like a social anxiety thing. I'd stay in my room and just smoke a lot of the time.
Smoke weed?
Yeah.
Which can exacerbate that as well.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. I don't think it helped at all, but I used it as a vice, I think, at the time. Mm-hmm. I used it in the wrong way. And at the time, I wasn't very good at speaking to people close to me about these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So I think my way out of that was writing a few songs about it. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
I think it's a really important thing that you are open about it, but also that you wrote the songs, because it's mental health in the music industry and everywhere in men is important to that people are talking about it, because it's something that hasn't been talked about and now people mm-hmm. are openly discussing it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing seeing it everywhere now. You know, it's become a lot more almost normalized for men to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think for a long time it was like, you're not a man, manly man.
Yeah, well, the idea of masculine was so skewed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was as if... It's like, because I did, this is weird, but it's not weird, but it's just who I am. For my dissertation, when I went to university, I'd studied slasher horror films.
Rocket, yeah.
Yeah, fucking love a horror film.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was all about, they were all written by men. Like, this is back in the sort of 80s and 90s mm-hmm. and noughties. Written by men, and the girls that died were feminine, and the girls, there was always a girl that was masculine in sort of a generic way. So mm-hmm. either she'd have short hair,
yeah.
or she'd be muscular, or there'd be something about her that would relate her to a man.
A lot of stigmas around it.
Yeah, and it was the idea that the only way that men could deal with femininity was by making the female masculine, and it kind of switches over to men as well. It's like the only way, like instantly, if you display similar traits to what is described as feminine traits, mm-hmm. i.e. emotion, kind of openness, then just people have sort of got over the fact that doesn't mean that you're not masculine or not feminine or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, thinking back to even school, I struggled with that. I've always been super feminine anyway, very flamboyant and...
Yeah, which is wonderful.
But, you know, in school, people don't understand that. They're just like...
It means you're gay,
yeah,
or it means
they're
you're...
They just assume straight away that you're gay or whatever, you know. It's like, my mum still thinks I'm gay. By the way, my mum's listening. She's really ill at the moment. She can barely walk.
What's your mum's name?
Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Big up, Claire. Love you, mum. But please... Please stop doing housework when you're ill. Because I know she's the sort
Claire,
of person...
Claire,
she could have
break.
Her legs cut off and she'd still be crawling around the house, washing up, cleaning...
Claire, stop cleaning up.
Stop it, mum. We all love you, but please...
We love you, Claire.
Big up, Claire.
Big up, Claire.
Big up, Claire.
But yeah, it is, it's funny because I've got a lot of friends who are exactly that. People assume that they're gay from their characteristics, or vice versa, girls that are display certain characteristics... It's the same everywhere, and it's totally fine. But as long as you can meld your mind around the fact that it's not what you think it is,
sure. Yeah, the paradigm's changing. I think people are becoming
paradigm.
Oh, I don't know where that came from.
Okay, new year, new you. Eh?
I'm flying. I'm flying.
Here he is.
Ooh,
come on.
It's the time.
That smoking obviously did something. No, I agree, and I think it's wonderful that you are now out of that scenario and kind of able to be like. Because I always think you've got to remember the coolest people. Are the ones that didn't, like, people think you're weird at school.
Mm.
Like, you're either the person
that... stick out.
Yeah, it's just like... school, when you're there, it feels like it's the whole world is that. But then when you leave, it's like, oh, my God, it's literally nothing.
It's so true. I think your whole experience up to that point is pretty much school. Mm. So everything that goes on is a big drama.
Yeah.
Like, someone kissed someone. It's like...
I did love kissing at school, though. God, I used to kiss.
Oh, okay.
I made out
just
with
went
a heck of a lot of people. Yeah, yeah.
With their
with their tongues,
right?
Oh yeah, no.
Well, both.
No, with their permission. Yeah,
you weren't
yeah.
just like kissing random.
No,
people.
No, no. I mean, maybe when I was younger, when it was like acceptable to do. Yeah,
that was fun. Yeah,
kiss chase, which again is the most rapey game.
It's creepy,
yeah.
isn't it?
It's very, it's rapey. Very weird.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chase you, hold you down, and kiss you.
Yes, or I'll chase you until I can find you,
and then hold you down and kiss you. Weird game.
Yeah. Hmm.
In retrospect, still a good game though. Yeah. Enjoyed it. Not gonna lie. Not many people chased me though, which you know.
No,
a
I
shame.
Was always doing the chase, and I didn't get chased.
Mate, we should have gone to school together. It'd been awesome.
Rocked out. Yeah, yeah.
Sick.
Tag team, mate.
Oh yeah, mate.
They've got no chance. They're cornered. They'd have no chance.
I'm really enjoying your freestyles.
Sorry, I don't know why I laughed then. Thank you.
No, specifically because you know I'm going to point out something that is funny in one of them and also wonderful.
Okay.
Because I think last time you came in, we talked about food a bit. In fact, we might have even talked about smoked salmon.
We're talking about crumpets, if I remember.
Oh, my God, it was
big
crumpets.
Big boy crumpets. Oh, they still annoy me.
Yeah, you don't like them. But
don't
what
like
you do
them.
Like... Mm. Is smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels.
Cream cheese on a bagel.
Yes! I was watching your freestyle and I was like, that is hilarious. You were literally just like,
it just
I'm
came.
Chilling out. And then you were like, cheese. And I was like, you're literally speaking my mind.
It just came to me, you know, I was feeling it at the time. Even though I don't eat salmon or cream cheese anymore, sadly. I miss it.
Oh, you're vegan,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
were just vegan
See
when
how
we
happy
met.
I sound.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You were just vegan when we met, mm-hmm. I think. Or at least you'd not been doing it for long.
I've been on and off, man. Cheese is just, oh, mate, pizzas. I don't know what to do.
Just eat them.
I know that's pretty much what I have been doing. So since Jan, I've
just
stopped
be
again.
Like vegan. Like I believe that you should do what your body tells you.
In moderation, I think most things are okay. Other than heroin, kids don't do heroin. Don't do it.
Other than heroin, everything is fine in moderation. Mm. I think that's a good way to live life. Everything's fine
sure
in moderation, as long as it's not
off.
Heroin, guys, because yeah. that is even moderation.
I mean, yeah, anyone who goes there, it's not going to end well, is
no,
it?
No, doesn't end well. Does not end well. But yeah, I did enjoy, and I like that you're using your freestyles to like come out of yourself a bit and make yourself feel a bit more confident. And
I think that's just a conversational thing. I struggle to talk about certain things, and
if you say it on a beat, it'll be.
It's just that I find it easier to let it out that way when there's a. Mm-hmm. an instrumental behind and a rhythm that I can just flow to. Even though I'm not very good at freestyle, I just like to do it. And I thought I'd put that out just to let people know, you know, it's okay
no, I
to
like
mess
it.
Up. It's like,
I like it. But I also really like that the one of the main things that you talk about that you don't want to talk about in real life is the fact that you really want to eat smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels.
It's secret. It holds a dear place in my heart.
It's like the pain that you feel.
Yeah, cream cheese on a bagel.
It's like awesome. I've left that life behind and I can no longer...
I left it there in that freestyle, man.
Man. But we, you know, we've got the freestyle, so we can live the dream through that. And also, I'll eat some cream cheese and smoke salmon bagels for you.
Thank you.
Tell me, Miller Blue, what is the 2019 plan? What is the one thing you'd like to achieve this year? Or 10 things?
I would like to do a small European tour by the end of the year.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
Do you know what? That is a very good goal.
Mm. Just small things.
So what you're looking to achieve is a vegan version of a charcuterie board somewhere in Belgium, somewhere in France, somewhere in...
Everywhere.
Do you know what I mean? Like you get... I don't know what vegans would have on a rider. Hummus?
Hummus. Garlic breath as well.
Hummus and garlic breath. Because usually you get a meat platter.
I don't want a meat platter.
No.
Lemons.
Right. So Miller Blue on the rider, it's 10 lemons.
10,000.
10,000 lemons, 2 pots of hummus, and that fake cream cheese that is vegan.
Yes, and honey roasted cow. I can't have honey anymore.
Why?
My teeth. You can't have honey if you're vegan. I don't think.
That's not true.
If that's not true, that's great, because I've been missing honey in my tea.
Dude, we need...
Mate,
honey is fine.
Oh, see, this is
that
bullshit.
Cultivates the bees.
People keep telling me that... Oh,
we
you know
die
what?
Without the bees.
I shouldn't take everything so literally that people are saying.
Who said that?
A couple of people. I'm not going to name names in case they get hunted down by all the vegans, mate. I don't want to do that.
No one's hunting you down, but I'm pretty sure that honey... Listen, I'll tell you something. Wine is made from... It's true.
Oh, wait, I can't have honey?
Wait. Honey is probably the product most frequently mistaken as vegan friendly. There is a common misconception that honeybees make their honey especially for us, but this couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh.
So you're right.
Okay, so I am on the right path. Yeah.
But just hit, like, don't get me wrong, I'm trying to be like veggie a bit and vegan a bit,
mm-hmm.
but not all the time because I eat meat and
sure.
I eat fish.
Sure.
But I'm trying to make an effort more than, like, I try and do 5 days a week on whatever. But. You
Conscious
know wine?
Effort.
Wine is made in the carcasses of animals.
Ooh.
Wine is made with
I wasn't
animal.
Ready for that, Harriet. Mate. I was not
I shouldn't
ready
have said carcass.
Carcass.
I shouldn't have said
it's a
carcass.
A savage word.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that on
I
the 10th of Jan.
I bet your dissertation was
oh, full of carcasses.
Savage.
Yeah. But, you know, that you've got to draw the line somewhere. But I didn't realise that we were harming the bees. That's a down. Have
guys.
Agave. Everyone loves agave.
That's what I was having.
I love agave.
I don't know. I feel lost now.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I feel
on.
Like you shouldn't be a vegan.
I'm not the best vegan in the world.
Listen, you're doing your best. That's all we can
you.
Ask for, Miller. That's
Thanks,
all we can
mate.
Ask for. So are you going to be performing live anytime soon? When can we come and see you?
Yes, I have a show on the 23rd of February.
At the Waiting Room in Stoke Newington.
Oh, it's like Here you read my mind.
It's like I've done my research.
Are you going to come through, Harriet?
Oh, my God. Before we talk about this, my producer has just sent me
so
a picture.
Much.
I am going to come. Of bee-free honey.
Ooh, can we order some now?
Made
can we do
from
that?
Apples.
Oh, great.
Sure.
I'm down. We'll
Let's get
it.
A couple of... A
I'll
pound a jot? £6
a pounds?
Jot?
Mate, I'm not Elon Musk. Nah. Nah, I'm not paying £6. I am not paying £6. I will have...
I'm glad you're not Elon Musk also.
Yes, the EP's out on the 8th of Feb and the show is on 23rd.
So we've got a little bit of time to inject the EP into our bodies.
A couple of weeks.
And then 23rd of Feb, the Waiting Room. Lovely venue for up-and-coming artists. Really popular to... And I think a place, therefore, hither, or whatever the word is, that people go, oh, I'll go to the Waiting Room to check someone new out. Because they constantly have new artists playing
sure.
there.
Yeah, and I think it's nice and intimate. It's a small venue, but the sound's good, so it should be fun.
Mm.
I'm excited.
Are you planning anything special for this set? Do you plan, like, how does that work? Is the show different anytime? Are you like, cool, I'm going to do this differently or I'm going to do that? Or is it just like you perform and then it might be a bit different? It might be.
Well, it's the first time I'm performing with a full band. So we're going in on that. And
tell me what band, Pete, what stuff, what band
just,
parts?
You know, standard band parts.
So like guitarist, bassist and drummer.
And
not,
keys.
Not like flutes, recorders.
Ooh, that'd be cool though.
For the next one.
Yeah, I want to get sax involved at some point, but not yet. Not yet.
Snacks? A
I mean,
sax.
Snacks as well.
Snacks.
On entry, you get, I want to give a goodie bag, but obviously.
With vegan honey.
I was going to give joints, but you can't do that apparently.
Well, you can go to California and do that.
Yes, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. First Cali gig, I'll do that.
Get a vape, though, so it's a bit healthier.
Yeah, and it's low-key, isn't it? Smoke on a bus.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
If you want to.
If that's not your
not that
bag.
I do that, guys. I don't just go around on buses smoking vapes.
Like, well, not my thing. That's not what I've heard. I'm going to ask all my guests this. I find New Year, New Me, what I love is there's a bit of a revolt against it now where people are like, shut up. Because it's just another day, and time is a concept that we invented.
Certainly.
But what I'm highlighting is New Year, same me. What is there something that you'd like to bring into 2018 that you thought, do you know what? That was lovely. I really enjoyed that part of my personality, or enjoyed that part of my work, or enjoyed that thing that happened that you're like, I want to bring that into 2019. Is there something about Miller Blue?
Maybe not so much about me, but friendship. This last year has helped me through a lot, and I want to bring that through and just keep it rolling.
Oh, isn't that a nice one?
It's true.
Are you nice?
Friends and family are very important. A lot of people overlook it, man.
Hyper key. Very key. It's hyper key.
Hyper key.
I like to say weird things like hyper key.
I rate it. Hyper key.
Yeah, hyper key. I agree with you. I think friendship is important. Give back. Get back. All that jazz.
How about you? What are you bringing through?
No one's asked me that. Thanks.
You're important to Harriet, mate.
I'm not.
You are.
But
you are.
I'm going to bring vegan honey from 2018. No, what would I like to bring through? I would like to bring through feeling happy about me and not feeling like I need to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very calm about myself now.
Good, as you should, man. I think a lot of people put too much expectation on themselves.
Agreed.
And then the second you do that, you're always comparing it to what you think it's going to be like.
Agreed.
So I just roll with it, you know.
And you do it like that as well. Just roll.
Just roll with it, whisper. It's a bit creepy, actually. I'm going to do it a bit louder. Just roll with it.
No. I like it when you're creepy.
Oh, my God.
Weird. That's weird,
Are we
Harriet.
Still on air, Harriet?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. You have written a song about me, so whatever. What is your next song going to be called? Harriet? Or is there something coming out soon?
Harriet, I know we've just, yeah. Are you stalking me?
Well, no, you're stalking me because you just released a song called Rose and now you're releasing a song called Harriet.
Coincidence. There is a thing called... coincidence.
No, you've obviously just dropped Rose, but yes. What's on the agenda next? Are you going to do an EP or are you going to keep dropping singles until we explode?
EP is out on the 8th of Feb.
How many tracks?
7.
Wow!
However, there's an intro which is really short and an interlude that is also really short, so 5.
This is like a Kanye West EP. No rules. Do whatever you want.
It's still standard like length.
Yeah, because I guess if it's 5 songs plus interlude and... intro and extra.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's what I want to call it because I can't be bothered.
Extra.
You know, the extra.
Yeah.
And are you excited about that? It's called Cotton.
I'm so excited. Honestly, there's a song on there from like 4 years ago, one of the first tunes I wrote.
So it means something to you.
Yeah, I think it's generally just
an arc.
The growth of, the growth of me in like the last 4 years and what I've been through, people I've met and just growing up.
And do you feel like you're growing up? Are you a grown-up?
No.
No.
Never.
No.
You're as old as your mind wants to be, you know? The body is separate.
I honestly thought you were going to say you're as old as your mum. You're as old as your mum.
Yeah, you're as old as your mum.
Abby Weaver's sending me... Oh, no. Nat, my producer, is sending me cheap vegan honey now.
Oh.
Grace's Vegan Pantry Pineapple Honey.
How much?
Spelt honey like, oh, honey. It's spelt H-U-N-N-I-E.
Edge.
It's only £3.75. And this pineapple honey is made with pineapple juice, funnily enough. Apple juice, corn flour and sugar, making it a tasty honey alternative. I think Nat's got some kind of shares in vegan honey.
Seems so.
Because she seems to know a hell of a lot about it.
She's got an alter ego called Grace and she's selling honey.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
I can tell you one thing about her. She's not a fucking vegan. She's far from a vegan.
She eating ribs?
Yeah, right now.
Can see.
Yeah, she just got a small bag of ribs. So, Miller Blue, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Everybody, please go back and check out Miller's tracks are on iTunes and all available platforms. But I had a little re-listen again last night, the night before, and I love your artwork as well, and everything just aesthetically, it's all very joyful. And also, if you like smoked salmon and cheese, or you used to like it and you can't eat anymore, go and check out his freestyles on his Instagram because they will tickle your pickle. Will you please introduce Rose for us, Miller?
Of course. Thank you again for having me on Foo Bar Radio. This is Rose.
to me. If not for you, then for myself. Can't you see the way I mirror something else in you? In the way I move these thoughts from a rock. Difficult place I choose, as I know I'm just running round and round. Such a different shade of blue. Never did I ever realize I'm just rolling up the roads, feeling nothing. I don't have any goal, but you. Away, ignoring all the things I think you have to say, without the knowledge that it stems from seed. Such a graceful plea, yeah. And in terms of endeavor, it's a difficult place I choose, as I know I'm just running round and round. Such a different shade of blue. Never did I ever feeling nothing. I don't have any goal, but you be my friend. You be my friend.
Peace and devotion, live under lies. Lies never really hold true. Truth is this, as a matter of fact, what one's telling me just won't do. See, I don't really understand seasons, but seasons understand fruit. Fruit is the freedom of the powerful garden that's wrapped up into our roots.
Rolling up the roads, feeling nothing. I don't have any goal, but you be my friend. You be my friend.
Hey, what's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
I know a girl, she's like a curse. We want each other, no one will break first. So many nights trying to find someone new. They don't mean nothing compared to her. And I know when people ask about us now, we just brush it off. I don't know why we act like it means nothing at all. I wish that I could tell you that you're all that I want.
Every song's about me. In every line, every word that I write, you are the muse in the back of my mind. Oh, don't wanna ask about it, cause you might brush it off. I'm afraid you think that it means nothing at all.
I don't know why I won't admit that you're all I want.
Why? Trying to find someone new, they don't mean nothing compared to you.
Why, featuring Leon Bridges, that was Shawn Mendes. God, I love Leon Bridges. I've noticed that he's in a lot of, he's got big sinks. I watched that programme with Nicole Kidman, which is about murder, and I still don't know who's dead. What's it called? Nat, it's on Sky. Nicole Kidman's in it, Reese Witherspoon's in it, loads of people. Big Little Lies. My mum's... I don't have Sky. I can't afford that. But when I went home, big old Janet, big Janet dog, she's got Sky, so I absolutely rinsed it. I'm halfway through, though, and I've left, so fuck knows what happens. I don't even know who's dead yet. But anyway, they do a lot of Leon Bridges in that programme. If you like Leon, go and check it out. Now, as I said, everything's kicking off. New music. I've personally got so many people telling me about new songs that are coming out in the next couple of weeks that I am dying with excitement about. But BBC Sound of 2019 is being announced at the moment. And I always find it like an interesting, watch, because you never know. They're quite, you never quite know who they're going to pick. And this year, the list is very, very good. And we're just having the announcements now we've just had the second place has gone to King Princess, which I think is very well deserved that she was nominated. We obviously love her on this show. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with her album this year. She's only 20, born in Brooklyn. Obviously very excited when Mark Ronson won the Golden Globe recently. And yeah, she's in the top five alongside Grace Carter, who was announced the other day, and Slow Tie. I think the winner's going to be Ella May. That's my guess. Mahalia is obviously on there too. Octavian. There's lots of exciting people. Rosalia, who was my champion of the week just before Christmas, she's on there as well. Also, her English is incredible. Like, she's obviously learning it so quickly, because I know that when I was doing the... I had her as my champion. There was hardly any footage online of interviews of her speaking in English, because it's not her native language. And she's learnt it so fast. I've seen an interview that BBC put out, and it's so good. It's just incredible how quickly people can learn another language. I cannot. I've tried. I mean, I speak a bit of French, but I'm rubbish. I guess it's just kind of concentrating, isn't it? I'm not very good at concentrating on stuff. Flo Hayo also is nominated as well, so we're going to play a little bit of her in a minute. But let's have a little play of one of the BBC Sounds people. We're going to play Dorman by Slow Tie. Very excited. Also, big, massive big up to Grace Carter, who of course is a big friend of the show. We love her to bits, so proud of everything she's achieving. I'm really excited what's going to happen for her. I reckon an album has got to happen this year for her. She's off on tour again, having been on tour for the whole of the winter. She's back on tour in a month or so. So if you haven't already seen her, go check her out. Everybody loves her. She's amazing. Slow Tie 2, going to be a big year for him. This is Dorman.
How's business this morning?
Pretty good. I made about 12, 13 quid, and that was without not having any arguments with anyone. That's pretty much a strike.
If you don't, you're going to get your head kicked in.
Shoot a messenger, string them up. She's a 10 plus 10, not enough. Mixed messages, wires cross. Marry me, what you got too much? Toothbrush and socks. Parents meeting Mayfair, couple dogs. We go on walks, she never talks.
Equal number one with cheap booze. Hello! Cyril is a glue man, and his outlook on life is invariably through a plastic bag. Even on the street, he has something up his sleeve to make work more tolerable.
The only thing that no one takes Cyril in, you know, if I do, we kick him out. That's the thing that is really, really bad for you. Most people take things in moderation, you know.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
This is why I've been extra sensitive lately. Flow, flow, all makes sense this morning when I woke up. All right. One time. One time.
Now, new year, new rapper gets called out while I just wanna figure myself out. Roll two joints and I'm always on that. Cool class of Steph, that's my whole gang. £1 million for the Simon now, that's a whole new wave and a state of mind. Look, you might, you know, worry about yourself. I do. I don't even need to brag, just wanna live my life. They wanna reconcile, baby, that ship done sailed. And I've been doing okay, bro, to the left don't play. Don't overdo my stay, best if you know your place. Walk with my hand on face, kids untamed, can't behave, nah. Round me, don't be brave, when you come my way. She just dropped some flames, oh man, don't you walk this way. I pour yak on pain, that's why I'm not one to frame, tell you not today. Cause I don't trust in you for that cool last time. But that last time when I said the words last time, but I know you well. And I got hopes as well, dreams and goals as well. Toes off two cities in my city, some move nice, some man move gritty. Show no mercy and no peace, so I made up my mind to make milli. Fourth in line, now it goes first in line. Who wanna side me out? Nah, not now, I'ma tell you not this time. They wanna knock my crown, child of a pilot, been fly jigger. Never get jealous of a no man's land. Since the day I buried Silla, had to rearrange my whole life plan.
Studio.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
I like your stance on your seat. You're sort of doing like a squat.
I'm ready to run away.
Yeah, it is. You're literally ready to run. What have you heard about this show? Probably all the stuff that you should hear that means you need to run.
I haven't really heard a lot. I haven't done my research yet, but...
Okay, well, you should be ready to run at all times on this show. Definitely.
Always good to be prepared.
So, exciting end of year for you last year. You dropped Deja Vu, and it's got sort of like neo-soul jazz vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
You studied jazz, did you?
I did, yeah. I did. I studied jazz for about 5 years in total.
Okay.
So I did a fair bit of time on that.
Where was that?
Where? I went to the Purcell School, and I did jazz vocals and jazz piano there.
Oh, nice.
And then I went to Trinity, which is like a conservatoire.
But you had, like, quite a few different influences when you were younger, right?
Of music. I did. I've always been sort of genre confused. Yeah. I've never really settled on something. So, yeah, I grew up listening to sort of mostly 60s kind of vibes.
Yeah.
A lot of pop. And I trained as a classical singer before. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did that affect your voice? Because it's quite a different kind of singing.
I know, it is. Well, I don't know whether it was the huge amount that I drank and smoked, but after about 2 years of doing jazz, my voice sort of dropped about an octave.
And oh, really?
Became very easy.
Amazing.
So
that's what you landed on, like jazz is now your passion. Well, not
just
so jazz.
It was better than classical. I kind of did it for a bit thinking this is a good escape from classical, but it wasn't quite there for me.
And what about Deja Vu? What can you tell us about that? It's got a kind of more Chiba vibe in the production.
Yeah, like it's my just producer's here, actually.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. It's kind of like quite chill but also got a very big energy behind it.
Yeah, we were trying to kind of keep it all quite laid back but then sort of poppy and we didn't want to go down the too ambient route, which has been hard with how much jazz I've done. So
I think the voice really stands out with the production though. I think it's a good mix.
Oh, like, thank you. No, he's amazing. So he does it justice.
And you had a gig at Servant Jazz Quarters back in December in association with Dice, and then you've got two more.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the December gig. How did it go?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was just a few days before Christmas, so it was nice.
A nice finisher.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And the venue really itself, nice. I've been there a couple of times. It's really kind of a cool venue.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how small it was.
Yeah,
it's like
tiny.
Being in my lounge. Yeah, it was cool though. I really liked it.
Is that quite weird? Because then you can really see people's faces when you're performing.
I really like that.
Oh, okay.
I like to sort of scare people by making too much eye contact when I'm singing. So
oh, okay.
It's always fun.
Make it uncomfortable for people. I like that. I like that vibe.
It's nice to see people.
I think I couldn't handle that, you know. I don't think I could handle it. But that's probably
daunting.
Why I'm not a singer. And then you've got one coming up on the 24th of January at St Pancras Old Church.
I do indeed, yeah.
And then another one at the Waiting Room.
Yeah, it's in March.
Miller Blue, who's just been through as well, has got one at the Waiting Room. A really good venue for up-and-coming artists, I think.
Sweet. I've not been there yet.
Yeah,
I've not explored the London venue so much. So.
It's really... Are you not based in London?
I just moved here.
Oh, really?
I've been living on a boat for the last few years, so mostly around Reading kind of area.
Wow. So. What's life like living on a boat?
It's very cold, but I live in a warehouse. lighthouse now, so that's pretty cold as well.
The only boat life I've ever seen is on a crime drama program where someone got murdered on a boat, so I've got a bit of weird feelings about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard week on the boat.
Standard. But it looks like a fun life.
Kind it is
of like
lovely.
A pirate's life for me.
Yeah, and I always wanted to be a pirate, so you know, it's as close as I got.
Did you have a cat? Because I know a lot of my friends who've lived on boats had cats.
I had a little baby albino pigeon for a bit, but no, I didn't have a cat.
I mean, baby albino pigeon, you couldn't have usurped me even more.
Seriously.
Like that, out of nowhere, you're just like, no, but I had a baby albino pigeon. Amazing. Actually, I did see in an interview that you want two of your like hopes for last year was to release an EP and get a pet parrot.
Yes, that's
we know
true.
That you achieved the EP.
I got yes, and then I had to settle with the pigeon.
Oh, okay, so the pigeon. But in a way...
Parrots are very expensive.
But
I didn't realise this.
Pigeons aren't... It's not too far away from a parrot.
No, and to be fair, he sat on my shoulder all the time. You know, I walked around town with him on my shoulder. He was adorable. A dream.
So you literally were a pirate for a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, the pigeon thing, it's only a few weeks I had the pigeon.
Where did he go? Did he just go off to live his life?
It's a very sad story, actually.
Oh, did he pass
away? He ended
up
drowning.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Still not over it.
But well done for looking after the little guy.
Thank you. No, he was cute. Yeah, he'd fallen out of his nest, injured himself, and yeah.
Oh, God. Well, at least he had a nice bit of time on the boat before he went.
Yeah, and I took him canoeing and everything.
I'm emotionally very vulnerable at the moment, so I really don't want to hear stories like that. But maybe there's now room for the parrot
yeah,
in future.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it.
How much are parrots? I wouldn't even know.
I think they're about £1,000. I was just going to get an African grey.
Christ, on a bike. Do they poo on you?
They do, but the thing that I didn't like...
They do!
I don't mind the poo, but I just didn't like keeping them quiet. I don't know, I feel like they should just be free, be able to fly.
That's the problem with birds, isn't it?
Because but apparently if you let them go, they just don't really come back, so...
Which kind of is really annoying if you've just spent £1,000
on
one.
Yeah.
Nightmare. So when you released the EP, obviously you got great feedback. I sort of read lots of articles that you did surrounding it. Were you really pleased with how it went?
Yeah, I was really pleased. I mean, I was just pleased to get something out there finally. So.
And what was the process to that? Like, how long did it take you to put together the EP?
Honestly, it took about, on and off, about 5 years.
Yeah, but...
Because I went travelling in the middle and kept on changing the kind of style, so it took a really long time for us to kind of find the sound that we were really happy with.
What's the oldest song on there? Like, what's the one that you would say was, like, the first one you wrote?
Daydream is actually the first song I ever wrote.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
And that's the one we're going to play?
Yeah.
Does it mean a lot to you, that song?
Yeah, I guess it does, because we've had so many different versions of that song. It's been, like... It's been the development of, like, our sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of, it's been my favourite.
And what are you looking to kind of achieve this year? Like, what's the next step for you now the EP's dropped and you're doing these gigs?
Just to earn enough money to not be homeless, to be honest with you. So,
which is, I think, everyone's dream. But is the music industry is a hard place to do that?
It is. No, the music industry is horrible. But I'm having such a nice time at the moment.
I'm
finally doing all these gigs. It's so nice to be playing for people. And yeah.
And how did
really
the partnership
happy.
With Dice come up?
Oh, I have no idea. You'd have to ask him.
Oh, okay. It was just a manic, because it's a nice little, like, threesome of performances that you can, you know, if you don't catch one, catch me at this one, catch me at this one. That's really cool.
Yeah. Backup plans. All
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. It's just nice to get. Have you noticed that you've met a lot of new fans through it?
I've only done the one with them so far, so it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to say. But from generally gigging around London now, yeah, I've been able to grow my sort of following quite quickly, which has been nice.
What's your crowd tend to be like? Because I know that there's London, especially, can be known to be quite a cold crowd, but. I've also heard that a lot of artists say that they're also the lariest. So
I've always had lovely people come to see. I don't know. I quite enjoy a challenge if people are going to be hard to warm up. So.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, though, because it is something you need to get over, isn't it, when you perform. It's like sometimes... Yeah.
They're always going to have people who don't like what you're doing and who aren't interested in you. And it's
or people that just don't show it. They're just, when they're listening to music, they're just chilled.
But I think I'm like that. I think I have like very... internal appreciation.
Yeah,
I probably
same.
Don't look like I'm having...
Like, I don't laugh at comedy, but I'm internally enjoying it. I'm just yeah. like, yeah, this is good, but I'm not, like, letting anyone
know. Yeah, it doesn't
know.
Show on my face.
So I'm the worst, basically, at a comedy
don't
gig.
Sit in the front row.
No, definitely not. And are you going to be releasing any other... I know this is early to say because you've just dropped the EP, but are you working on new music right now?
I am. I've almost completely finished my next EP.
Wow.
I go to LA next week to get it all recorded.
Sick.
And yeah, I'm really, really excited about this next one.
Have you worked in LA before?
Yes, I was there last year.
Okay, so it's a place that you know you work well. An environment
yeah, well,
you know
I kind of was doing loads of writing sessions there, and then I met this one guy who just makes my vocals sound so much better than anyone else has.
Oh, really?
So I'm kind of going there just to record everything with him.
Sick. That's so amazing when you find that.
Yeah.
A little bit far to travel, but...
It is a little bit, but it's worth it.
It's also warm, so who cares?
Yeah, and I've got a nice place to stay there, so it's all good.
And also the people you meet in LA, it's a really... Because I would say, I always thought that London was the biggest music place, but actually...
Oh no, LA's definitely...
LA's now become the sort of place you go to meet the other music heads. And,
yeah, they're everywhere though. Yeah. Like, musicians are everywhere. And everybody is somebody incredibly famous's child. Like, it's...
Oh yeah, it's you're either an actor or you're a musician if you're in LA. Definitely. Yeah.
No, I think it's actually a lot. I think it would be easier to make it in LA than London.
Yeah, it's well. I mean, if you look at like LMA, obviously went over there and just really loved it and stayed and released music, and it became like Billboard 100,
mm-hmm.
went straight to the top of the charts, and she smashed it. So I think you're right. I think they like British people as well.
Yeah, yeah
they like
do.
The English accent.
They do.
Basically.
Yeah.
So should we play a little bit of Daydream?
I would love that.
It's been lovely to have you. So let's just. Remind everyone, 24th of January, St Pancras Old Church, which is a really beautiful venue, and then the Waiting Room on the 13th of March. So, like, a nice few gigs coming up, which
yeah.
is solid kind of... And March, hopefully, will not be as fucking cold as it is now. a little bit of sunshine, hopefully. But, yeah, can you introduce Daydream for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Just say your name and
oh,
say
okay.
who... What's your name and where
did
you come from? You're like, wait, what's my name?
I am Naomi Banks. And this is Daydream.
Skipping stones, staring at the sunbeams. Watching waterfall, check once more your count is clean. Count your fingers, sit back down, recline and lean. Watch the Roman numerals and default back to daydream. Pictures on the wall, they mean nothing at all. All that you read, all you write, all the things you learn, they may not ever take their turn, but you try anyway, though no. Try anyway, though no. You want quiet.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Perfectly betting gracefully.
You can't stop me.
Callously, heartlessly, forcibly, forcefully, willfully, skillfully, mightily, spitefully.
You can't stop me.
Rapidly, righteously, urgently, awfully, secretly, stealthily, literally, villainy.
You can't stop me.
Quietly, cleverly, silently, steadily, wearily, wordlessly, seemingly, easily.
Can't stop me. They sing no entry. It gets them.
Where I wanna get into and need to get out of.
You can't stop me.
I'm gonna get in where I wanna get into. I'm gonna get in there whenever I want to.
You can't stop me.
I'm getting in anywhere close that I want to. I'm opening up anywhere that I have to.
You can't stop me.
Don't think it's not easy for me to get in. Don't think any lock is a thing that can stop me.
Can't stop me. They say no entry. It gets them no. Restricted access, but I will go there. Skeleton key.
Skeleton Key, Ruby Black. On the line, I've got the Leds. It's the Manor.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. Is that Scotty?
Hello, girl.
What are you saying?
I'm all right, you?
Very good. Happy New Year, by the way.
You too. How's Dry January going for you?
It's all right, you know. I am actually doing Dry January. Although,
are you really?
Yeah. Not really. I'm like, basically what I've said is, I'm going to do it until I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm not going to lie, Dry January's dry.
Yeah, you're doing veganuary, but veganuary for life, aren't you?
I'm doing veganuary life, yeah.
Yeah, vegan life.
Life January.
We were just talking about vegan honey on the show a minute ago, because one of our guests is a vegan and he didn't realise there was vegan honey.
There is, because of honey, we're actually stealing all the bees' food that they're saving all year round.
I know.
Replacing it with horrible sugar water.
We're nasty, aren't we?
Horrible humans we are.
Horrible humans. On that note, talking of horrible humans, you three are the opposite of that. I'm very excited. Everything is like kicking off to the max. Last year, you did your biggest headline show today, Roundhouse.
Yeah.
which was huge. I came down. It was a wonderful night. How did you all feel afterwards?
It was surreal, to be honest, because it was just the Randaz is such a grand, iconic old venue. When you look at the backlog of some of the other artists that have been there.
It's crazy.
And it was the first show that we kind of had a bit of budget to play with. So we spent money on, you know, big confetti drops and CO2 and lighting. We had a big screen and all that. We had the support acts, unbelievable support acts.
And inflatables.
Fred T, Man Like Hacks. And the inflatable. We turned it into Ibiza for a song.
I love that.
It was good. No, it was amazing. After party went off, you set the tone on that?
Yeah, that was me. I did a little DJ set for you guys. I love to play the sesh because... it's just everybody that the thing is about your fans is they're so nice.
Yeah,
they're like us. Well, you know, only sometimes. No, yeah, it's that you do pull in a crowd like the Roundhouse. Basically, I've been to the Roundhouse a lot of times. You know, people like Elton John have played there, but you brought all of the absolute party animals to the Roundhouse. Like it was like covered in people just having a good time, having a drink, having a little run around, having a shout, and the vibe and the energy was so there. Could you feel
it's a festival.
That? Yeah,
it's like a festival. You look at the floor after everyone's left, and you see it's like a headline show. Joe, it's like a cross between a festival and an England match.
Yeah, I would agree with that 110%.
Definitely. No, yeah, it's good stuff. I think we got great fans. They're like-minded people like us, and it's just, you know, a collection of good people with good vibes that just want to come and enjoy themselves. So.
And you had Donayo as well, pop on stage.
Donayo, yeah, brought out a little special guest, absolute legend in the game. Come out and got a few mosh pits started. Much better dancer than all of us. We couldn't have him on stage for too long, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. The mosh pits, I had to be a bit of an old woman and stand in the upper bar because I literally can't handle that shit anymore.
Do you know what? I feel like it's quite sad that I'll never be able to have a proper mosh out at a manor gig.
Well, yeah, because you're on stage.
I've jumped in the mosh pit a couple of times, but it's like, I've jumped in the mosh pit a couple of times, but I don't feel like anyone barges into me hard enough.
Yeah, because they like you too much.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Maybe one day I'll put a mask on and run in the mosh pit and experience it firsthand.
Dude, I hate to break it to you, but you kind of need to do your job, which is do the bit on stage. You can't get in the mosh pit.
There's three of us. That's the old point. So yeah. They can cover me.
They can cover for you. Cover for you.
We cover Dan when he goes sort of circulating around the venue on rubber dinghies, or
which was one of the scariest thing I've ever seen, by the way. If for anyone who wasn't there, Danny decided it would be a good idea to head dive into the crowd onto a dinghy. I'm surprised he honestly didn't knock his head off doing that, but he didn't.
Well, he went into the railings the first time.
Oh, I know, and I saw it and I really nearly cried. I filmed it as well, so I've got that forever.
Have you got him jumping in the railing?
Yes, I got it. Brilliant.
What a div.
So, right now, you're doing some important things in the studio and whatnot, but you're about to go on tour with The Streets.
Yes, we're main support for the full UK tour of The Streets.
One of the most iconic bands in the UK. Like, what a big
massive
deal.
One of the, probably the biggest influence to our music as well. I mean, we've had lots of influences, but in terms of direct influence and the music that we grew up on and that was, you know, we were listening to when we were young. Yeah, it's absolutely massive. So we're going all over the UK. We're finishing with five nights in a row at Brixton Academy.
Five nights? That's so crazy, isn't it?
And then the night after the last night, we're throwing a little sesh party.
I know.
Which you were supposed to DJ at, but then Mike Skinner looks like he's going to take your place.
Oh, no! Mike Skinner's taking my place.
Oh, I know.
Fuck that guy, man. Crikey. He's always taking my gigs. Fucking hell. Come on, Mike. Give me a break.
I know.
No, big love to Mike.
I did say to him, we keep him posted just in case you can make it.
Yeah, you better tell him.
We've got him on standby, do you know what I mean? But if you can make it, Harriet, we'll jog him.
I'm going to put that on my CV. Mike Skinner's my secondary. He gets put in when I'm not available. No, that's going to be a sick night. It's not even a joke. I'm in South Africa and I genuinely considered flying home for this.
Not surprised, to be honest. It's going to be a great party.
I even
it's going to be historic.
I asked Scotty to move it and he was like, no, Harriet.
And then straight after that, we've got an EP coming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit of an exclusive. Free the Geezer EP.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what I was going to talk to you about, because I loved the Free the Geezer stuff on Instagram, which, for anyone who didn't see it, you must follow the Manor Boys, because it was brilliant. It was a lot of men talking about, you know, real issues and problems and feelings and thoughts, but also there was a lot of fun ones as well. But it was kind of saying you can be a geezer and you can also wear a face mask, or you can be a geezer and have a down day and feel anxiety. Like, it was really nice. I was really into it.
Well, it started because I was on holiday and I went for a spa day, and I posted a selfie in a face pack and a hot pink headband.
And you looked gorgeous,
babe. Around my bar. I thought I did, you know, and then everyone started mugging me off, as they do on Instagram. But I said, hold on, just because I'm a bloke, does that mean I can't wear face masks and hot pink headbands? It's 2018, lads. Let's get rid of the picture. And
exactly.
Then our fans being, and there's been a few people mugging me off. It was Danny and Johnny, obviously, and then our fans, being the amazing people that they are, stuck up for me, and everyone started sending in videos, you know, admitting to the slightly less perceptionally geezerish things that we all do. Like, you know, I wear Bird's deodorant because it's not got sensitive skin and it smells better.
Oh, God, I love you so much.
And then the girls got involved with me freeing the birds, and there were girls talking about drinking straight whiskey and watching Match of the Day and things like that.
But this is what I like, is it's like, because you guys are lads, and you know that your fans are, you know, that there is certain stereotypes in the world right now of masculinity and femininity that need to be broken down. The music industry is a great place to start with breaking those rules, and I feel like it, coming from you guys, it was so powerful, because the persona is that you wouldn't wear a face mask, but you do, and it doesn't matter. And people's,
of course,
like, views of masculinity and femininity are irrelevant, because you guys are awesome, and it made me love you guys even more, even though I already love you so much, you know.
Yeah,
it was
thank
lovely
you.
And also I like that's the EP name too.
Yeah, it's not just a name, it's the theme of the EP. It's, you know,
yeah,
like I say, we don't everyone knows we can go and write songs about partying and the sesh and Ibiza, and, you know, even the introspective stuff we've done recently. We did How You Feeling, which was sort of about a bit of a come down of a hangover, and a hangover, although it was a little bit more in depth than that. But, you know, it's various, just challenging, like you say, various issues which there may be a little bit of a stigma of about talking about nowadays. There's songs on there about addiction. There's songs on there about relationships going both ways. There's songs on there about, you know, needing to break away from a relationship. There's a song about breaking away from a relationship and then regretting it. There's a song about having a generally bad day. There's a song on there about, you know, celebrating your friendships and appreciating your mates and the people that are close to you. It's quite a serious project for us, really.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's something that was necessary at the time, and I feel like that the Free the Geezer stuff on Instagram almost happened by accident.
Yeah,
but it made us realise that, you know, we've got to a point in our lives, in our careers now, where we have a position of influence within society. And so, you know, we like to make music that people can have a good time to, and that makes people happy, but that we can have a positive influence on people in other ways as well. And it's important that we do that.
And this is why, like, ever since you guys started coming on the show, everybody at FUBAR, you know, you're part of the FUBAR family, and it's just so wonderful to see you guys soaring so high right now. It really is, like, beautiful to watch.
Getting there. Got a lot. Still a long way to go, but we're getting there.
Well, let's rip it up at the Brits, yeah? Because you know we like to party.
Most definitely. Hopefully you'll be able to DJ at the after party for that one, eh?
Hey, I'll be going to push my way in, whatever happens. I'll be like, look, Mike Skinner's my secondary, so if I can't make it. Babe, I love you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, because I am going to swing by to the gig hopefully on the Sunday to see you before I pop off to South Africa. But
Good
luck with the tour. Look after my brother. My brother's coming down. Look after him, for God's sake.
Yeah.
He's an old man now. He's got kids and stuff. You need to look after this guy.
If he's an old man, he'd probably have to look after us.
Yeah, he's a bit of a geezer himself, so watch him on the pints.
All right, sweet.
Send my love to the boys.
I will do.
Good luck with all the work in the studio, and I can't wait to hear Free the Geezer. It's going to be massive. Good luck on the tour. Everyone can go and it's start kicking off Friday, January 18th, isn't it? Or is it Thursday?
is Thursday, January 17th. To be able to be documenting the whole thing on social media. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at _themanor. You can follow me at Scotty Stacks. There'll be loads of good vibes, good times and jokes on Instagram. There might even be a couple of little giveaways and ways that people can get involved in the tour somehow. Yeah, so I won't give too much away, but well, leave that to be seen.
It's going to be awesome. And can you just tell Mike, thanks for stepping in, Mike Skinner.
I will do.
Sorry
I
can't make it, but I guess, you know, second best is fine.
It's not a bad understudy, is it?
Not bad. You know what I mean? Not bad, babe. All right, love you loads.
And we'll all right, Harriet, thanks for having me. Oh, always.
Before you go, by the way, when you're out on tour, I'm going to play I'm On That, by the way, right now, because it's a banger. What is the key thing to remember when you're on tour? You know, you're about to, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Other than face masks, what are you guys taking with you? What's the key thing that you need with you when you're on tour?
Nose spray.
Nose spray?
Blue Sudafed nose spray.
Oh, you got to keep... Keep healthy.
No spray and airwaves, yeah.
Oh, okay. Keeping fresh in all directions,
Keeping fresh in all directions and keeping the airwaves open and keeping myself able to breathe.
Key to living, that one, as well as key to being able to perform.
Yeah, I do quite like breathing, I do. No spray.
Okay, babe, I love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you too, babe. See you later.
Bye.
Contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit, yeah, I'm on that. Got the contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit, I'm on that.
In the guest list, couple man's girlfriends, couple man's exes, reckless, all getting reckless, causing domestics. Brexit.
Live forever, fuck the weather, be the leader, run the world, you can have it when you want it, get your visa, get the girl, live forever, fuck the weather, be the leader, run the world, you can have it when you want it, get your visa, get the girl.
Got the contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit, yeah, I'm on that. Got the contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit.
Oozing a sesh list. Fuck up the speakers. Blow the electrics. Restless. All getting restless. Come to the penthouse. Netflix.
Live forever. Fuck the weather. Be the leader. Run the world. You can have it. When you want it. Get your visa. Get the girl. Live forever. Fuck the weather. Be the leader. Run the world. You can have it. When you want it. Get your visa. Get the girl.
Got the contact. Flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit, yeah, I'm on that. Got the contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit.
Days next year, 4-day sesh, best tune in a set, your gaff next, first class flights, champagne all night, that girl there, make money all year.
Tyler Hilton, and you're listening to my friend Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Don't do anything crazy.
I drink and watch the zoo in motion. Beautiful people devoid of emotion. Sterilized, pedicured, pedigrees of mankind. Thick as fucking soulless, I no longer fear genocide. It's gonna end. From what I reckon as I puke my guts up all over the deck, and cause the square reeks of plastic action men and pound shop Kardashians. How am I supposed to change it? Themselves when they couldn't take it no more. How am I supposed to change it if I can't see?
That was Sam Fender, Pound Shop Kardashians. God, we love Sam Fender. He's a very nice guy. He's livid, though, right now, because someone's been impersonating him on Tinder. And actually, it's really creepy, right? So he was alerted by a fan who contacted him, right? He wrote, "I'm fucking furious" on his Instagram. "He's asking girls for pictures and being a general piece of shit, just letting people know that I'm not on any dating apps of anything of the sort." So if Sam Fender is on your Tinder, do not swipe left. Yeah, swipe left, get away, because it's not him. And I would be really upset about this as well, because imagine like people thinking it's actually him, asking them to send pictures and stuff. So don't do that. Poor guy. Love that. He's such a nice person as well. So just leave Sam Fender alone, all right? Right, time for the end of the show. It's been so wonderful to be back. My mouth has started to work now. I feel excited for 2019. Gemma's excited.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
This week's champion, I'm very excited about. Lizzo. Now, we've spoken about Lizzo a lot on the show. I love her so much, I could die. I interviewed her a few years ago, before I actually did my show on FUBAR. Real name, Melissa Jefferson. She is an artist that by now you've guaranteed to have heard of, but she's the only person that's dropped a track in January of this year that every single person I know has posted about. Everyone is obsessed. It's called Juice. It follows on her vibe of being all about self-love, empowerment. The video's got a sort of 80s vibe about it. It's very fun and like cool and beautifully shot. And it just really connects with her female power, talent, sort of empowerment vibe that she has going on right now. She talks a lot in her kind of work, I guess, about self-love, race, sizism, confidence, and she really reps people and wants people to feel good about themselves, whoever you are. She talks a lot about positivity with in terms of plus size girls, which is so wonderful. And I genuinely think she's influencing and positively impacting so many young people, men and women, when you look at her sort of social media. And when I met her, it was really early days in her career. She dropped Lizzo Bangers, which was a sort of like trap hip hop album. And it was so good. My mind was blown. I was really excited to meet her. And at that time, a lot of people knew about her, but she wasn't kind of worldwide known. And it's so satisfying to see the world turn around and take note of Lizzo, because she's such a power force, and I'm so excited for what she's going to achieve this year. I mean, she's definitely going to drop an album imminently, no doubt. Juice has just gone nuts. Everyone's just going nuts for it. So also, I've talked about this before, but I've actually got a clip of it now. She's multi-talented, and she's actually played the flute, like on the reg, she plays the flute on stage. Listen to this. Bitch! So sick. That's literally her playing the flute live. Obsessed. She then made a track about it. Right, we'll play a little clip because I know we're about to end the show. But this is just one of the reasons I love her. She then made a remix and put it up on SoundCloud. Ready? A certified banger. We haven't got time to play it all. Listen, it's nearly the end of the show. But honestly, I love her so much. I'm so excited for this year for her. Please go and check out Coconut Oil, her EP. That was her latest EP. I think there's going to be an album dropping imminently. But let's finish the show with Juice, because if you can't listen to this and have a happy day, I don't know what I can do for you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. FUBAR Radio. I've been Harriet Rose. This is Juice.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch, you lie.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. Time to put it in the proof.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
Heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch you lie.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. Time to put it in the proof. Way more than friends. What?
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.